This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1661. Does Michelle share her French fries? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you like to share your food? How can you ask someone if you can try their food? Today, get all of the natural vocabulary you need for food sharing in English.
Hello, Michelle. How's everything?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I am excited to be here. Michelle, what are we getting into today?
Oh, well, my question for you is, do you share food?
I do. Despite everything that's been going on in the last few years, I still will sometimes share food or share, like if I'm having a chocolate milkshake, I'll be like, this is so good. Try it.
Yeah. Well, now I feel like we've talked about just once a friend's quote where I was like, Joey doesn't share food.
One of our listeners mentioned that quote. One of our listeners was a friend's listener.
Yeah.
And they mentioned that quote. So yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Is that you, Michelle?
No. I'll share. But it's always so nice to be like with someone who is like, okay, for example, you know, I love French fries and my brother-in-law is so generous with his French fries. Like, I've never met anyone so generous with the French fries.
Well, you know how much you love fries, I guess, right?
Yeah, but like, you know, he likes to eat as much as the next person. It's not like he doesn't eat, but for some reason, he's always so generous with his French fries, and I always notice that, and so this is my ode to him.
This is a shout out to your brother-in-law. Yeah, I love that.
But I do share. I mean, do you remember like as a kid, I feel like we kind of discussed this once because you mentioned that you had healthy food, right?
I was the kid with the carrots and the apple and the wheat bread that no one wanted to trade. And I would try to trade my Twinkie, like try to get other people's Twinkies and they would want carrots. It actually worked out great. But that wasn't so much sharing. That was more trading. I don't know why they wanted carrots as kids, but
But I mean, who is it appropriate to share food with? I mean, like it kind of depends. I mean, I feel like family, close friends, but like then, yeah. I mean, what about at a business lunch? Like this is kind of a cultural thing. This like, can you just be like, hey, boss, like try a sip of this milkshake? You know, what do you think?
That's a good question. No, I'd say keep it out of the business room. Keep it out of the boardroom. It's really family, friends. It's a weekend. You're having dinner or you're having lunch with friends. I really wouldn't cross that line with a colleague, a business lunch, unless you are also friends in another context outside of work. What do you think, Michelle? This is kind of an opinion thing. It's kind of a personal thing.
No, I totally agree with you. When I think of people that I've worked with in my life, there are some who I would share with, and then there are some who it would just seem really awkward to share with.
Yeah. I think it's also a little messy when you're sharing food because you have to pass it around. They might be like, try this. And so they ask you to put your fork in there. And I think just keep it out of the business context completely. That's our recommendation.
I think that's the safe rule. That's the safe thought overall. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even so, the things that we're going to talk about today are very useful for things like telling stories. So maybe you're not going to, you know, offer a sip or a bite to a coworker, but maybe you're going to tell a story about your weekend and that happens to come up. So guys, these are definitely useful in multiple contexts.
Okay.
And Lindsay, I thought it was interesting that, I mean, we'll get into it because a lot of times it can be the person asking, but then like, if I'm asking you, can I try something? But then there's sometimes in that moment, like you mentioned, like you have something that's so good that you're like, you got to try this.
I try not to ask. I mean, well, unless it's like your partner or someone, yeah, obviously you don't have to worry about it. But I try not to ask because what if they don't want to give it up or, you know, I don't know. What if they're really hungry?
I feel like with partners, you just take it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You just reach over.
Yeah, you don't really. That's when you've gotten to a special level, you know?
Yeah, special level. Exactly, exactly.
But so what is one thing if you are going to ask, if you are going to ask someone?
Yeah, and this is what we're showing you guys today, because even though I just said I try not to ask, this would bring you to another level of connection with someone. If you mm-hmm. feel like you've gotten to that point, maybe you're dating someone and mm-hmm. your common language is English, so you're dating in English, this would be a way to really show kind of intimacy, right? You know, can yeah. I, you could say something like, can I have a bite?
Mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
Michelle?
Right, yeah. Right, right. Like, and it would be, I don't know, I wouldn't, like, bite wouldn't work in every way. Like, you wouldn't say, like, I want to bite your sandwich. You would say, can yeah. I have a bite or take a bite or have a bite?
Yeah. Okay, right.
And it's also, a bite is, like, out of something bigger, like a burger, not of a French fry. Like, can I, like, if you're saying, like, can I, you would have to say, like, can I have a French fry? But you wouldn't say, can I have a bite of your French fry?
That's a good point, actually. We talk about, you know, this is a tricky thing in English grammar, mm-hmm. is the understanding the whole, the part. So in that case, if someone's eating the fries, which you don't want to hear this question, Michelle, I know, but can I have a fry, right? Can yeah. I have a French fry? Can I have a fry? But if it is something bigger, it's a sandwich, can I have a bite?
Yeah.
Or a chicken leg or something.
exactly. So, yeah. And then there's sip. So this is just for drink. Yeah. So like you were talking about that milkshake and now you made me want a milkshake.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, you could say you want a sip if you want to offer someone a sip.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, anytime I go on a coffee run for a friend or a partner, if I'm paying for the coffee, I take dibs. I take first dibs at a sip of the drink.
Uh-huh. That's good. Yeah, Dan drinks a lot of coffee, and I can't drink that much later.
How much does he drink?
I mean, 3 to 4 cups a day. Nothing crazy, but a lot more than I do. And so he drinks it. I'm sure I've talked about this before. He drinks it late at night, where if I did that, I would be up for 10 days in a row.
How late? Are we talking about 9 or are we talking about 6 or 12?
He could have it at 8:39.
Wow, he's totally desensitized. He is upping the caffeine levels. Needs more and more caffeine, I guess. That's
crazy.
What
am I going to do with him? I don't know. But sometimes he makes the good coffee at home. Like he'll make it and he makes it and he froths his milk. He's very fancy. And actually my son also knows how to froth milk and coffee now, because
that's remarkable.
He helps Dan do it. Yes, and he'll be like, I want to froth it, like he says.
It's very impressive.
But
very
so then impressive. I yeah, he's gonna be a little barista. So I always have a sip then in that case, because sometimes it looks so good even if it's late at night. I risk it.
Oh, for sure. So a sip, guys, a sip is just taking a drink. Now, detailed question here, Michelle, for our high-level listeners.
Yeah.
Is a sip just when there's a straw, or is it when it's a cup or a straw?
I think it's when it's a cup or a straw. What do you think?
I think it's both. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, a sip is like a little, you know, one little sip. I mean, like if you say, can I have a sip, and then you drink half of it, that's like, that was like a very misleading question.
That's very, in that case, you should say, can I have your drink? Like, can I have your drink?
Yeah, exactly. Just give me the drink.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, this is great.
Then there's taste, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a noun or a verb, right? So like, can I have a little taste of your cake? Or you have to taste this cake. I feel like that I would hear it more. Like, you have to taste it.
You have, so a verb, right? You have to taste this. It's so good. I guess that's more often when you are offering, but if you're asking, can I taste it or can I have a taste? Both are good. Yeah.
Yeah. Both are good. And do you think, could you use that with food, like we could use it with food, but what about drink? What do you think?
So yeah, I think, yeah, absolutely. And the next one, try is, this is interesting because what's the difference between taste and try, would you say?
The difference between taste and try. I don't know. What are you getting at?
Well, I'm getting at the fact that I have the friend in my life who I always try. I always say, can I try your drink? Can I try your, you know, your chai? Mm-hmm. But I've tried it many times. So I'll use the word try, implying that I'd like to, you know, it's the first time. I've never had it before. But I'm actually, every time I get it, I'm drinking it.
That's funny. So. Right. Right. In that way, like, you would think that try means like, oh, like, let's try it the first time. Like, wonder what it's like. But if you're saying it every time, like, technically, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, I still think we use it.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. So
that's funny.
When we try something, it's usually a first time. But tasting could be a first time, or it could be many times that you have already tried it. So that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, that is funny. That is funny. I mean, you could say something like, want a try of my mashed potatoes, but I don't think that's like, I feel like it's more frequently used more like, can I try your mashed potatoes, or you got to try these mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's interesting. What? Yeah. Want a try of my, I can see how natives would use that, but in a very casual way. It's rare to see try as a noun, right?
Should we? Oh my God. I just have an idea.
What's that?
We should like make little challenges for ourselves, and then we have to report back. Like, I don't know if I say want to try either, but I must have written it for some reason, right? So like, this coming week, we should have to each say it and see how we feel. Like, does it feel natural to us?
We should do that. Like, or we can have our listeners write in the words they want us to survey on ourselves. And we have the list. Guys, we're formulating new ideas. So stay tuned. Hit follow.
Brainstorm.
Yeah, good stuff. But Michelle, actually, where should our listeners go to check their fluency level, right?
Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Guys, there you will take a super short quiz and you will get your fluency score so that you know where you are and where you need to go. And you can get materials for your level. So you're kind of starting in a place of knowledge instead of like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, like, because it can be hard when you're learning something new and you don't. I've had it with languages where I started to try and learn and I don't really know where I fit in. And it's very confusing.
Yeah, totally. You have to know where you're starting, guys. And this is the way to do it. It's a simple quiz. So go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score one more time. Cool. All right, Michelle. So do we have a role play?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So Lindsay, we're close buddies and we are at lunch.
All right. Wow, those fries look delish. Can I have a taste?
Sure, but only if I can have a sip of your iced coffee.
Done. That's so good. Okay, I'll try my salmon. Wow, you gotta try this.
It's okay. I'm not in the mood for fish right now. Can I have a bite of your salad, though?
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay.
So we're sharing everything here, right? We're just,
we're just a mess. We're very close. We're very close.
Yeah, for sure. So, so do we think it's okay to say a bite of salad? What do we think about that, Michelle? Because it's not a bigger, we just said the rule of it's a bigger whole.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So we break the rules.
I know. I was like, what do you think?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think so. I think it's okay.
Yeah. I think it's okay too. It's still.
What else would you say?
Yeah.
Right. If you're talking about fork, having food in a fork, anything.
Yeah. You know, anything. Right. It's with a fork.
Yeah. That's really a bite too. You would hope. I mean, it could be with your hands, but hopefully not. I think it's okay. So a bite could be for a sandwich, a larger piece of a whole, or it could just be, you're putting your fork into the other person's meal. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Let's go through this. So you said those
fries.
Those that's a wacky day today. I don't know
what's wacky. Yeah, it's definitely wacky. I said those fries look delish. And what do I mean by delish? That's a slang word, guys.
Delicious. That's a slang. That's a little bonus. Do you say that? Delish?
Yeah, sure. Around people I'm comfortable with, right? It all depends on who we're around when we use these slang words. Yeah.
Exactly. And then you said, can I have a taste? Yeah. Right, so you used that as a noun. And then I said, but only if I can have a sip of your iced coffee.
Right, exactly. And then I said, wow, you gotta try this, right? We're using try as the verb there. You gotta try right. this.
Yeah. Right, right, right. And then I said, eh, it's okay. Then I said, can I have a bite of your salad though?
Yeah, so we're not taking the salad and taking a bite out of the plate. We're actually taking the fork, right, Michelle?
Yeah. Yes, the focus okay. is on the fork.
Yes. All right, Michelle. So what do you think? I mean, so do you ever say no? Do you ever, especially with fries, I don't know, with French fries, if I were to come up to you and say, you know, can I try your fries? Can you share your fries?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say no unless you were like a complete stranger. I wouldn't say no, but I will say that often I'm sharing a plate of, I don't know why I just like start telling all these stories about my family. I start sharing a plate of fruit. I eat fruit every night with Dan. We eat a whole plate of fruit. And oh, wow. Yeah, and sometimes I will look away and then all the grapes are gone. And then I'm like, what? Like, you know, so sometimes I don't trust sharing food with him because he doesn't really pace himself in a way that's fair for the
that's
other people
not fair.
Who are involved.
It's like yeah. when you share dessert with someone that just wolfs it down.
Yeah.
Or wolfs it down. Is the word wolfs it down or wolf? They wolf it down.
Yeah,
wolf.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's
yeah.
wolf.
Yeah, wolf. They wolf it down and all of a sudden your lava cake is gone and you were so excited yeah. about that lava cake. I mean, just yeah. imagining my personal experiences. Yes, I agree. So be careful who you share your food with,
yes.
right, Michelle?
Yes, yeah. exactly. Exactly. So Lindsay, I think this was a very interesting episode. We had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Guys, we gave you some interesting vocab for these situations. We gave you our thoughts. And we can follow up on this, different ways to like ask or different ways to say no, right?
Yeah.
Like you mm-hmm. mentioned. So, you know, but try these yep. out today.
Yeah, let us know, guys, if you have specific questions that come from this episode. We shared a lot in this episode. Are there specific language questions that you want to know? Maybe something about American culture and food, or dining out and food, dining with a business colleague. If these are questions you have, let us know. Email me, lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and we'll get your question on the show. Cool.
Awesome. Okay, remember to go to allearsenglish.com/fluencyscore to get your score and materials today.
All right, sounds good, Michelle. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
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 Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.